Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So since the 4th of July is this Friday, I got to get his website a little credit. ThePioneerWoman.com.
Wait, oh, okay.
ThePioneerWoman.com. They put together a list of...
What do they typically have?
I checked the website out recently, and just a lot of cool stuff you could, I guess cool little articles and stuff.
Okay.
What you could do on the 4th of July. Like
they got recipes.
Yeah. Stuff to keep you cool during the summer.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Yeah, that type of stuff on the website. So they put together a list of 50 movies that are the perfect add to your watch list for the 4th of July. I'm not going to go through all the 50. I'm going to just go through the 15. What happened?
They got root beer pie, root beer float pie.
Oh, hey.
What does that mean?
I kind of want to try that.
I mean, it's probably just the flavor, right?
I would take some, yes. I would take some bites, but I'd be skeptical.
Really? Yeah.
Root beer float pie?
I'm trying. I would try that.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but I would try it.
Is that like a cheesecake? It looked like it kind of like a cheesecake.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you good. I thought something happened, man.
I will be looking at thepioneerwoman.com for a decent amount today.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read off the top 15 movies they have on this list, which is, I guess, the best 4th of July movies to watch.
Okay.
So number one, and by the way, I got beef with this list. I'll let you know afterwards.
Oh, we got beef,
maybe,
huh?
Y'all might catch on.
Independence Day got to be on here, right?
That's what I was thinking, Independence Day.
All right, we're going to get to
here
it.
Here we go. So, no.
Let me get through the list first. Let me get through the list.
Sorry.
So number 15 is 1776. It's a movie that was made in 1972.
Ain't no way.
For those who don't know. Number 14, Hamilton. That was a very popular movie or play, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Musical. 13, Forrest Gump. 12, Air Force One. 11, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. 10, Apollo 13.
Okay. I might watch Apollo 13.
9, Captain America, The First Avenger.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I wouldn't mind watching that.
A chill vibe.
Yeah. Number 8, National Treasure.
Always fun. Always fun. Always fair.
Yeah.
Way to spend a couple hours.
Number 7, Live Free or Die Hard. Number 6, An American Tale.
I ain't watching that.
Number 5.
I can tell you I'm not watching that.
Number 5, The Sandlot.
Okay, yeah.
There we go.
I'm with that. Cool. I'm with The Sandlot. I'm with that.
Number 4, Rocky.
Yeah, I'll watch me some Rocky.
Yeah. Number 3, The American President.
I don't know what that is. I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
He's like, I have no idea.
I don't know what that film is.
Yeah. Number 2, Top Gun.
That's fine.
Okay, well.
The Vices are incredible.
This is.
Yeah.
It's not working out.
And.
You're not watching Top Gun?
No,
Top
I'm talking Gun about, I know where this list is going. And I don't,
Number 1, Jaws.
Really? So,
Jaws is not bad, but.
That feels like the worst thing to watch for the 4th of July, because the 4th of July, you better have your feet in somebody's water. Yeah, you better have your feet in a pool.
See, I'm not
a
I'm sure the beach going to be a little popular on the 4th, right?
I'm not a water person, so that don't bother me. I'm not going to be on the beach with no sharks. So I'm not worried about that. I'll watch Jaws.
Why in the hell Independence Day?
That's where I was getting to.
Is it number 1 or at least number 3?
Did you see where it is on the list at all?
I did not see.
Okay, I'm going to have to.
I ain't going to lie to you. I was totally checked out when I see it was top 15.
This is ridiculous.
A movie named Independence Day is not in the top 15 movies to watch on Independence Day.
By the way, there's too many like serious movies on here.
There were quite a few.
Like, I'm thinking about if you watch something on the 4th of July, this is not supposed to be educational or what have you.
You want to laugh and joke and something funny, entertaining, like.
I mean, it can be, maybe it could be an action movie or whatever, but something that feels fun. Like, we off work right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We not serious.
We might not even be really watching the movie intently. We might be, you know, grilling something.
Exactly. It's
we
just
might
on.
Be outside. It's just on. So it's supposed to be something that you can kind of check in on. And The American President doesn't feel like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like, and, you know, like I said, I'm not a Hamilton person, but I can understand if you have that on in the background with the musical singing and all that stuff. A lot of people like Hamilton. So I could
very popular.
Yeah, I can understand that. I don't really get the Jaws thing, man. I mean, sorry.
Jaws is a classic American film.
Do you think 4th of July?
I don't think.
Where you think? Jaws.
I don't think 4th of July, and I also don't love...
Some people think Scary Movie thinking about Jaws.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but Jaws is a classic, though.
Yes,
like it is. Especially the original, it's a classic, but maybe not...
It's a lot of classes out here, man.
Not 4th of July. Yeah. I get it.
You know what my issue is? Not enough blockbusters on this. Like, 4th of July is a blockbuster holiday. Because, I mean, it's summer.
Independence Day was a blockbuster.
Exactly.
Why is it? Yeah.
It's a really good movie, too, man. I really enjoy Independence Day. Yeah. And that has a 4th of July feel to it.
Like, 4th of July is not for an art house film or something that's like... 4th of July is a blockbuster. Like, I'm not even a fan of this series, but I'd much rather watch, like, Fast Five than watch... okay. Then watch, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Like
either,
The Patriot, even though, yeah, I thought that was a fine film. Like, I'd much rather watch a blockbuster, fun,
lighthearted.
Probably could turn your brain off a little bit film.
Something lighthearted.
Rather than, I mean,
you don't got to think a lot.
We are, July 4th is a slow paced holiday.
We chilling.
We supposed to be chilling. You supposed to be
chilling and grilling.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I was trying to use too many words. You got it.
That's it. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So let me know what you think, what movie should be on this list. Hit me up,
705. Sandlot was on the list, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Sandlot was fifth.
I do see something on their website that I like. There's a recipe for a blueberry pancake cobbler.
We on the same page. We just here.
We hungry, man. I told you, my shirt says hangry on it. So, yeah, I like to eat, y'all.
Yeah, that sounds kind of good.
It does sound very... I love blueberries, too. Anything blueberry, I'm all about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So we've been getting a lot of text messages. I've been seeing the text messages. Might not have responded, but I've been seeing a lot of text messages, especially during the break, when you say, hey, what's up with that commercial that just played? Or, hey, this commercial is really crossing the line or right at the line. So, I think it's fair to kind of bring this up right here. So, shout out to Dick Law Firm. Who is a proud sponsor here at Sports Radio 610. We hear the commercials all over the city. We're seeing some of the billboards and all that stuff. And I think I like this type of advertisement right here.
Well, like it, okay.
I do. I think it's funny. As long as it's not crossing the line, which I don't think is crossing the line, I like this type of advertisement.
It's attention grabbing.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, here's the first part of one of the commercials that played throughout Sports Radio 610.
This is Eric Dick, a home insurance lawyer. Did Hurricane Beryl damage your home? Is your insurance company playing hard to get? Call me right now at 832-LAWYERS. Okay. That's 832-LAWYERS. Ask me about my dick. Law firm.
All right.
They won't get straight for a week.
All right.
Like, whoa, wait a minute.
That escalated way too. Like,
he just jumps out. Like, it is a good commercial. I hear it all the time.
You know about the law firm. Around. You remember the name.
Of course. You're not going to forget the name. It's doing its intended purpose.
I almost lit for the dumb button one time, man. I was about to say,
Did you? Whoa.
I did it a couple times in the car. I heard the commercial in the car. I'm like, whoa.
Where's my dump button in the car?
I'm like, oh, it got me, man. And I see a couple tweets once in a while like, man, that law firm is wild for this.
But if you ever need them, you're going to remember that name.
That's right.
Exactly. I think that's his real name.
Go get you some
I'm
meat.
Guessing that's his real name. That's the perfect. I think he's leaning into his last name.
Hey.
I think it's perfect.
I thought the innuendos were fine, but like the straight up, that was a lot.
It wasn't subtle. Like nothing subtle about it.
No.
Which is what I think makes it a good commercial, actually. Huh. Yeah. Is that it's not really subtle. It's just like, here you go, take the D.
Okay.
What? I didn't say the word.
Here's a little more from the commercial.
Oh, there's
Eric
more.
Did.
Okay, very good.
That's why you call me at 832-LAWYERS. And we'll take him to Pound Town, baby.
Yeah, let's go, man.
That part, I almost crashed one day. I ain't going to lie. That part got me. When I first really just noticed, I'm like, oh, hell no. He didn't go there.
I literally laughed out loud when I heard that part.
Going to Pound Town, dog, really?
He said, baby.
That's what we doing. Okay. I see where you at.
Here's a little more from Eric Dick Law Firm.
Do you have roof damage? Your insurance company's leaving you all dripping wet from water coming through the ceiling? Look, it has never been this easy to get dick.
Come on.
I feel like you, I feel like some of these are actually the I feel like you've changed some of this. I feel like you've addressed these up.
I did not. And I made sure I left a lot of stuff inside the commercial too, so it won't. So people just tuning in won't just be like, wait a minute, what in the world?
What are they doing here?
Yeah, but this is how you ended the commercial.
Our office is in Houston, Texas, and we want to help you. Our clients always come first. Better get Dick.
There you go, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I wanted. Hey, this is what I wanted to do, though, man. I feel like, I guess, let me talk to Eric real quick. Let me look in the camera, talk to Eric.
Okay.
We have a sponsorship open for the text line, 713-572-4610. We are open to having Eric Dick as a sponsorship for the text line. So that way I can make some drops out of it. Oh, so whenever Reggie say on the Eric Dick text line, I could just play one of these drops, which I won't play right now because I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Go get him, Fig. Go right. Get him.
This was just an elaborate way for you to try and make my life uncomfortable every day, huh?
You know what? I'm
every
not
every single day.
I'm not mad at him for that either.
Every single day.
I'm not.
Now this commercial, it kind of reminded me of something that happened recently too. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of watching different platforms that have the ads and stuff like that. HBO Max and all that stuff. And this is an LG commercial that comes on all the time. And they was advertising a lot of washing machines and stuff like that. And I felt like they were kind of crossing the line a little bit too. Here's the LG commercial talking about old sheets.
Son of a fridge.
Ooh. Oh, sheets.
Piece of shish kebab. Grandma.
Don't let this shish happen to you. Get LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances.
You know what I realized?
I always look for the dump button every time, man. That commercial happens.
I realized
hop on,
that,
man.
I really don't like this because I work in radio and I FCC mandated airwaves, and I'm just like, cuss words in the wrong context,
right?
Or getting to the line, they upset me. They trigger a reaction that we've worked a long time to build within us. And it just keeps pushing that button, and I don't like it.
They going right up to the line, too.
I don't like it.
They going right, including Mr. Dick. He's going right up to the line, but not crossing it. I like it, actually.
I like it, man.
I like it.
I think it's cool. Like I said, I always lean over towards the right, like, where's the dumb button? Like, okay, they didn't cross the line.
So for those of you out there that have been hearing the commercials and been like, is that it is real?
Yes.
It is happening.
It's a real commercial.
It
will play sometime today. I'm sure it plays sometime
today.
We'll
play in the next break, probably.
Yeah, probably so. But got a lot of text messages about that commercial. And I'm like, yeah, it's crazy. I hear whenever I'm driving throughout the city, too.
But right. It's memorable.
It is memorable.
You will not forget the name.
What was the name again?
Mr. Eric Dick.
Eric Dick.
Yep. Eric Dick.
You wanted
law firm.
Law firm. Yes, that is absolutely.
You got to throw law firm in there.
That's right.
Yeah, you do.
Law firm makes a difference.
Yeah. Does it?
It does.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
Makes a big difference.
Ask me about my dick.
Oh, all right.
We talking about the law firm,
you're
man.
In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Unless you're not. We'll see.
That's the man's name.
I'll see if I still have a job tomorrow. All right, that is Figgy's mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. But coming up next, let's get ready to talk with the fellas of The Drive, Clinton Ron. But before we do that, looks like there's a list of the top wide receiving corps in all of the NFL. Where do the Texans land? Let's talk about it next.